Then moves on to 21st is 21st is Buddha, and after is Kalki. This is 22, right? So then he says, Śrīla Gosvāmī says, there are unlimited incarnations. Avatara yasankhya hare sattva nidirjita yathā vidāsana kulyā sarasa śrūsa śrūsaḥ. He chants the Masakurma, all this, Pralaya Payodhi Jale Dhritavana Shivedam. So that's Masavatar. He goes to Matsakurma Varahan Rishanga Vamana Parashuram Ram Balaram Krishna. Goes like that. That's the sequence. Almost. Yeah. In the commentary, there is a different big explanation about the answer talking about answering the fourth question. Is it fourth question? Yeah. Fourth question. So here it says, Avatara katha. Okay, avatara. So Ballavacharya says avatara katha means which avatar happened where? In what, which place? For what reason? Kutra vakyena hetuna. Four types of questions you can do, inquiries you can do about, for avatars. Avatara katham. How that avatar happened? How? And which avatar was it? And where happened? For what reason it happened? And in this way, you can keep asking, and then whoever hears, it purifies bhaktri srotri prachagayurapi. The speaker is purified by saying, by describing it. The audience are purified by hearing it, and the questioner, inquirer, also purified by inquiring it. So avatara katha sityartham eva. Tattad avasare ye matsyadi avatara sadiya katha. So avatara katha, the incarnation, the pastimes of incarnation, happens to maintain the world in time to time whenever there is need, the Lord comes. And such as matsya avatar, every avatar has some purpose to come. And whatever pastime they do perform, and that is the avatara katha. So that here he says the question, answer of this question is third chapter. Then he says avatara nirnaya. Sri Krishna is Swayam Rupa. As we know, Swayam Bhagavan he is. Krishna is Bhagavan Swayam. Because he is Maheshwarya Madhurya. He is full of all sweetness. And Sarvapradhan Ananya Pekshi. He doesn't need anybody's help to perform anything. So he's topmost. Therefore he's Swayam Rupa. Now, Prayastasya Tulya Shaktidhari Yastasya Vilasa Vaikunthanatha. The Vaikuntha Pati Vishnu avatars are Vilasa. And then goes on to Matsya Kurma Adi. These are Swansa. Nuna Shaktidhari, they have less strength than Swayam Bhagavan. So these are Matsya Kurma and so on. And Narasimha, and they are coming. We are coming to that point. Yatra ekashakti sanchara matram sa avesha. Avesha avatar is where that the incarnation has only one thing to do. He does one pastime, and that's it. That is avesha. Such as Narada and Prithu. These are avesha avatar. Prithu Maharaj and Narada. It's ek shakti sanchara matram. They have, you know, Narada Muni has a devotional strength. And Prithu, he was ruling. That is coming afterwards.
Yeah,
Jiva Tattva. But Avesha is there. Purushavatar, Gunavatar, Lilavatar, Bheda, Avatar, Stridha. The avatar, three kinds, such as Purushavatar, Gunavatar, and Lilavatar. You know. So now, the first Purusha avatar is Mahasrashta Karanadaka Sai. He is the answer of Shankarshan. And he is lying on the Karanadaka, causal ocean. He is Pratham Purusha. Second Purusha is Garbhoda Sai. Samashti Virat Antaryami Pradyumna Ansa. He is the answer of Pradyumna. He is the second Purusha. And that is called Garbhoda Sai. He is lying on inside the Brahmanda. And third Purusha is Kshiroda Sai, who is lying in the milk ocean. Vyashti Virat Antaryami is the answer of Aniruddha. Okay, this is Purusha Avatar. Now Gunavatar, Satya Gunena Vishnu Parnakarta Kshiroda Natha. Lord Vishnu is maintaining this world. He is mostly having Satya Guna, more of goodness. So he is one. Raja Gunena, the Lord Brahma is with the Rajagun, more of passion, and he is creator. And there it says in some kalpas, sometimes Tadrisa Punyakari Jiva Eva Brahma. And sometimes any human being has done that kind of pious activities, then he becomes Brahma. Right? Tada tatra ishvarasya srishti shakti sancharena avesha avesha avatara eva. So in that case, Lord invests his avesh to that jiva, then he becomes avesha avatar, Brahma. Brahma becomes avesh. Our Brahma is not avesh. Now, not avesh. But sometimes it happens that any ordinary.
What is
jiva? Jiva tattva. I guess this Brahma has got his qualification to be Brahma. You know, there is a long list of things. But if that kind of Brahma, that qualification is not available, then Krishna will pick one little qualified. Yeah, that is, I think Prabhupada had mentioned that also. Krishna becomes Brahma just to fulfill the post. And here it says, Vishnu tasya samyam tu kachit kalpe swamyo Brahma bhavati. And some kalpas, Lord Vishnu himself becomes Brahma because we can't find anybody else. Yatha yagya swamyo indra jata. Yagya, the Yagya avatar became Indra, because there was no Indra to fulfill the post. Was clear? Yeah, Lila avatar is coming soon. And then the Tamogunena Rudra is having more of ignorance, and then he is in charge of destroying And sometime when Lord Shiva, that kind of person is not available, then Lord Vishnu himself becomes Shiva. But Vishnu Deva Sada Shiva. Yeah, sound like. Yeah. Brahma is creator, Shiva is destroyer. Well, it says Sadashiva is always, you know, eternally Shiva, right? Yeah. But it may happen sometime that there is a need of Shiva. Vishnu himself fulfills that post. Brahma to Shiva Nadika. It says that Vishnu Samaviti Gunavatara. Anyway, these are Gunavatara. Now it goes to Lilavataras. Lilavatara. Okay, long list of Lilavataras. Four Kumaras, Narad, Varaha, Matsya, Yagya, Naranarayan, Kapila, Dattatreya, Hayagriva, Hamsa, Krishnigarbha, Rishava, Prithu, Nrsingha, Kurma, Dhanvantari, Mohini, Vaman, Parashuram, Raghunath, Rama, Vyasa, Balabhadra, Balaram, Krishna, Buddha, Kalki. These are appearing every kalpa. These incarnations happen every kalpa. Pratikalpam pradurvavanti. These are lilavataras. They come do past times and come every kalpa. Every kalpa. These are the names counted. Now it goes to Manvantara avatar. It says Yagya, Bibhu, Satyashen, Hari. Well, these happening is in each Manvantara. So each time Manu changes, then there will be one avatar. Vaikuntha, Jita, Vamana, Sarabhaum, Vishwakshen, Rishabh, Dharmashetu, Sudama, Yogeshwar, and Bradhvana. These are following each Manu. They will appear. And then Yugavatara. Yugavatara is Shukla Rakta Pita Krishna. White, red, yellow, and black. And among these, some of them may be Avesha, some of them may be Prabhava, and some of them may be Vaibhav and Paravastha. These are four kinds of things are mentioned here. And then now it clears out what is Avesha, what is Vaibhav, Prabhav and Paravastha. Avesha is four Kumaras, Narad, Hari, Vishnu, Prithu. These are Avesha avatars. Okay, I don't know. I can't get into too much. I'm just reading out what is there. Then Prabhava is a little more powerful than this. Like Mohini, Dhanvantari, Rishabh, Vyas, Dattatreya, Shuka, Shukadev. These are Prabhava. Then, Prabhava. Okay. We have to look in the dictionary. Yeah, I didn't go through that much, getting into detail. Okay, I'll get to tomorrow. Shukadev. Yeah. Shuka. Then now counting Vaibhava. Vaibhavas are a little more stronger than, more power than this Prabhava. They are Matsya, Kurma, Naranarayan, Varaha, Hayagriva, Krishnigarbha, Baladev, and Yagya. These are Vaibhava. Now Paravastha, look at this one. Paravastha means the topmost. More strength, more power. Power. They are Nrsingha, Rama, Krishna. Rama is stronger than Nrsingha, Krishna is stronger than Rama. In power, More powerful. Okay. Yeah. And now the final point is Krishna eva swayam bhagavan tato adhika kopi nasti. Krishna is swayam bhagavan, nobody can be more than that. Nobody can be more than that. He is the last. And then, tasya vasasthanani purapura mukhyani chatvari. So, Krishna has four abodes, such as Braj, Madhupuri, Dwaravati, and Golok. Madhupuri is Mathura, Braj is Gokul, and Dwaravati is Dwarka, and Golok is Golokdham. And then, purapura mukhyani chatvari. Okay. So, this is from the commentaries. Who's that? Vamsidhar Acharya from Sri Vaishnava. He writes all that. And next is Saparivaro Baladeva Savito Brajesha Purnatama. Krishna with his own family along with Baladev, he is Purnatama in Braj. And Mathurayam Purnatara. Purnatama is the superlative, most perfect. Mathurayam Purnatara, he is less perfect in Mathura. Dwarakayam Pradyumna Anuruddha Savita Purna. In Dwaraka, along with Pradyumna and Aniruddha, he is Purna, complete. So Dwaraka is complete, Mathura is more complete, and Braj is most complete. Yeah. Goloke Purnakalpopi Vrindavana Vaniya Lilatvat Purnatama Sajatiya. No, I can't get into more. Anyway, so. And later he says, there's a lot more detail in here. It goes on. Balyadi Lila Nitya, Sachidananda Rupa, the Krishna's childhood pastimes, they are eternal and they are all blissful. Satchit Ananda Rupa. They are full of bliss and eternity. Mausala Mahishi Harana Lilasu Kritrima. This is artificial pastimes. It says, such as the Mausala Lila, the last part of Krishna's. Yeah, that is artificial. And Mahishi Haran is Kritrima. Indrajalavat is like black magic. It's like magic. You know, the pastimes of the Mausala Lila and Mahishi Haran, the Krishna, all the queens are stolen. It is like a magic thing, nothing real. Yeah. Kincha Prakati Lilayam Vrindavanasya Manimaya Bhumyadi Kalpavrikshamatvam Tat Parivarena Kenachidapi Nadrishyate. Okay, maybe we will not explain that very much. Okay. I will. Number 4.
Seventeen,
huh? Okay. The answer is chapter 3. All chapter. Yeah, all chapter. The whole chapter. Because it describes all the avatars and their pastimes, their, Now remaining only 2 slokas, 2 questions we will discuss tomorrow. Any questions? Yeah, based on this question, he moves on. Of course, there are many other questions that Parikshit have asked. and rishis have asked, but basis is this. And the, you know, the now avatars, and then whole Bhagavatam is just describing avatars, goes on and on. Are we getting anything out of it? Yes. Yeah. I think the Krishna question is 18, right? It's kind of very much mixed up. Because it said karmani udharani. Udharani karmani should be more the pastimes of Krishna. Parivita and Shurivita that are described by great sages like Narada Muni and so on. And Avatara Katha is in different incarnations. So therefore, I think for tomorrow there is only the last question. Fourth question, maybe I mixed it up. Fourth question is answered in 10th canto. Fifth question is chapter 3. Yeah. Fourth question is answered in chapter 10. Yeah, chapter 3, chapter 3 is the answer of question 5. Canto 10, canto. 10th canto. Yeah. Third chapter means basically the 24 incarnations are described. Yeah, there are some differences in choosing the answers. Bhanuswami Maharaj. Huh? Which one? Yeah, that is a part of question 4. No, question 3. Question 3 starts. With Sruti Janashi Vadram Te, that's question 3, and it continues until 16. In the Jayashapoti points. Bhanu Maharaj has made different set of the answer for these questions. And Bhurijan Prabhu, in his, it's called the Unveiling of Lotus Feet, he also gives answer for these questions. He has discussed this thing in his book. Yeah. So we can consult these two things. And Bhurijan Prabhu's book is available, but Bhanuswami Maharaj. I found one a little pamphlet, just like I gave you. And it that has given the different numbers what I'm giving to you. Bhurijan Prabhu's book you can look at, and then you can find exactly. Yeah. He has discussed all from that canto 1 to 4. 4 cantos in one volume. And based on the commentaries. He gives 3 different explanations of Janmadhyaya Sriyata. I didn't touch that one. three different explanations. Jiva Goswami transformed this totally in the Braja Leela. For which we only know the Janmadhyaya, the Lord from whom everything comes up. He doesn't talk about, Jiva Goswami doesn't talk about creation. He talks Janma, Adyasya, he breaks it a different way. Adya means the Lord Krishna. Janma, because he took birth in Nanda Maharaj's house. The sloka is starting like that. Genius. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.